Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
That and then expect me to talk about something else. I mean, that's just a great song. I love that
I'm
song
sorry,
so much.
Andrew.
No, it's the music is too good. Play the music. Don't play Andrew. All right, put it away. Put it away. All right, we got to talk about stuff. Now to other things. The microtransit program in Escambia County. Really great program. We talked about this. It kind of broke the news that it was happening with West Marin a couple weeks ago. I found out more about it this week.
Wes, are we looking to, after the grant, to look at the cost effectiveness of this microtransit? Is that basically we're going to do the trial period for a year before we start purchasing a lot of buses and adding on to see how it's really working?
Absolutely.
Because I know that there are some hiccups.
Well, I don't have any hiccups. It's been functioning pretty well. People seem to be able to really like scheduling their rides. They go straight to your house or where your location and pick you up.
Well, I'm going to say hiccups. I mean, it's a trial period. I mean, it hasn't been enough time to evaluate the effectiveness of it.
We're constantly running numbers every month, how many rides we're given, the impact to the community. We're in constant mode of evaluation and assessment.
I love this program. I have not had a chance to try it yet. If you've tried it, text me 437-1620. Ashley Hoffberger says her godmother loves it.
Godmother actually uses it, and the feedback from her has been really good. She says it's a lot easier. They're more responsive, and then the gap between when she schedules and they arrive is a shorter gap. So she says it's easier to get to her doctor's appointments. So positive feedback.
Inexpensive, nearly free Uber. You know, call for a van, it comes to your house, it takes you where you need to go, shows up fast, driver's courteous, they don't call out. You say, what? Yeah, the ECAT is plagued with what's called intermittent FMLA use.
Time is not because we have a shortage of employees, it's because people are calling in and taking off work, correct? I mean, that's why there's all this overtime. Not because we're not filling FTEs, it's because of
correct.
People taking time off. I mean, can you clarify that?
That particular workforce over there, 80% is on intermittent FMLA.
What?
Which means they can call out once a week, twice a week. They have a doctor's excuse. And so in order to make up those routes, we've had to cancel routes at some
time.
Some
That's
days.
Crazy. And I didn't know. I talked with Wes about this yesterday. I knew what regular FMLA was. Like, you know, you get pregnant or you contract a disease and, you know, you're out for a certain amount of time. Intermittent FMLA is when you have a chronic issue or you have to go see a doctor periodically or you have a loved one that has the same thing. And so you might have to call off on Tuesday or next Thursday or whatever just because of those things, which I get the law, but 80%, when 80% of your workforce is all eligible to call off on a Tuesday because whatever reason, I mean, that's ridiculous.
And the intermittent FMLA is no control that we can do.
We don't have control.
I mean, we don't have any control of that.
Not as long as they have bring the doctor's documentation, everything they're supposed to bring.
So we have 80% of the people who take an FMLA.
It's a large.
Do we have a gym over there? Do we have a personal training program over there? I mean, you know, until they can work out. I mean, 80% of people not coming to work. That's a lot.
No doubt, it's egregious. Quite honestly, if you ask me.
But that's federal law. I've dealt with FMLA before. They can take up to 12 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be a lot to do with it, but how did you get to 80% when most of the rest of the workforce, what was he telling us, like 2 to 3% maybe was more normal? 80%, that's crazy. So, but meanwhile, the flex drivers, they don't need a CDL. They're not part of the union. They show up. They're eager to work. They're actually, not contract hire. What do we call that? Temp workers. And they're eager to do the work. So, you know, this program is working really well. 614 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are working on a project around the house and you want to get something fixed up, Pensacola Hardware's got your gear. They've got your advice. They'll teach you how to use it. That's whether you're a novice like me or whether you're a construction professional. They always want to make sure that you use it properly, get the end result you want, and are safe. That means, sometimes there's stuff they sell that can be dangerous if it's misused, and they will make sure to teach you because they're in that business. They care about this community. They've been doing this for 174 years, since 1851. It's crazy. The oldest hardware store, really the oldest business in the entire state, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. They are your commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here, and they can take care of you, and they speak your language. Ask them. Go ahead. I mean, go down there. Ask Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield, you know, what they can do for you, and they'll tell you. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Fantastic, folks. Outstanding stuff and great guidance. Pensacola Hardware. All right, coming up next, the Transgressors Memorial Service. Barbie and Mattel are in the service? We'll find out why. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by the Blue Angels. Traffic report is brought to you by A1 Small Engines. For 40 years, you're still equipment provider in Pace and Highway 29. Not seeing any delays on Three Mile Bridge or through Gulf Breeze right now. Still a few parking spots left on Pensacola Beach, so just be aware of that. No accidents to report to you either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. The History of the Blues is presented by Calvert's in the Heights.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration consists of six aircraft performing a prescribed sequence of maneuvers. These are divided into three primary components: the four-plane Diamond, the two solo jets, and all six planes in the Delta formation. Every move is planned right down to the most specific detail. Even canopy closings on the flight line are choreographed. The maneuvers demonstrated by the Blue Angels are not stunts or tricks. They are tactics taught to every naval fighter or attack pilot. Under combat conditions, they would be flown anywhere from treetop level to 60,000 feet. But for an air show, they are brought down to eye level and are flown in extremely close formation along a predetermined flight line. When flying in the Delta or Diamond formation, the pilots monitor the constant radio chatter that guides each movement. But they must also stay mentally ahead of the sequence and know at all times not only their relationship to the other aircraft, but also to the ground below. The two solo jets demonstrate the high-performance characteristics of the FA-18. In some crossing maneuvers, the two jets fly towards each other at a closing speed of 1,000 miles per hour and cross at the center of the flight line in front of the crowd. Precise timing is crucial in the solo routine because if the jets were to be off by just 1 second, they would pass more than 200 yards from the center point. Though the Blue Angels experience G-forces as high as 8 times their body weight, they do not wear G-suits because doing so would interfere with the precise stick movements necessary to fly such delicate maneuvers. Since 1946, almost 500 million people around the world have attended nearly 5,000 Blue Angel performances, and there's no telling how many more have seen them on television. The Blue Angels are the finest flight demonstration team the world has ever known. The men and women who fly and maintain the squadron take pride in everything they do. The work is very demanding, but they're doing what they love to do. They are fulfilling an important mission for the Navy, and therefore the country. They are the best there is. They are the Navy's. They are America's. They are Pensacola's. They are our Blue Angels, and we love them. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals, or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
This is Mike Bates. I'd like to thank Lieutenant David Gardner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Blue Angels, and Hill Goodspeed, the historian at the National Naval Aviation Museum onboard NAS Pensacola, for their assistance with my research for this program. Thanks to all who have ever worn the uniform of the United States military. And thanks to you for listening as News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 traced the history of the Blue Angels.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbine Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in today at 9 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest. They'll be discussing the advantages their ProHealth medical program can bring to you. ProHealth also offers 20 affordable ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you reduce the stress and cost of healthcare today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust in Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
The Blue Angels are flying at Pensacola Beach, and coming up later today at 2 o'clock, you can listen to the live narration of them flying, and then again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Oh, dear Otherin, yet again today it is a cause for celebration, as this is an all-praise service. Our first congratulations are for the government of Spain, which has just taken its first step toward making it a crime for anyone to practice conversion therapy upon our dearly beloved gay and lesbian Otherin. Yes, by a 311-33 margin, the lower house in Spain voted to make it illegal to practice any psychological, physical, or pharmacological act, method, program, technique, or procedure aimed at modifying, repressing, eliminating, or denying a person's sexual orientation, sexual identity, or gender expression. And the crime of practicing such so-called conversion therapy, although we prefer the more neutral term sexual repression torture, shall carry a jail sentence of 6 months to 2 years. Well done, Spain. We've finally come full circle. For decades, we've been working to justify the moral acceptability of alternative sexualities, the full rainbow of fruit flavors, so to speak, by showing that sexual orientation, indeed any sexual desire really, is not even a subject of moral or ethical analysis because these things do not involve a choice. We all know you can't choose who you love, or as we like to say, you can't choose who you want to rub up on. And since there's no choosing who you want to hug and wrestle, there's no moral judgment. Everything goes, as we preach. But since sexual repression torture depends on the idea that sexual desire is malleable and therefore has at least some choice to it, this undermines our central doctrine that all sex is good sex because no sexual desire is chosen at all. If we allow the conversion therapy propaganda to stand, we are readmitting choice and therefore morality to the subject of sex, which must never be allowed. But of course, the reason I say full circle is because while we are completely against all interventions with someone's desires to align them with their desired sexuality, we are completely in favor of any intervention to modify someone's body to align it with their desired gender. That's because your sexual orientation defines you. But you define your sex and gender expression. Your gender assigned at birth is completely optional, but your orientation assigned at some later stage is completely mandatory. Not only may you be gay, you must be gay, or as we like to say, once gay, forever gay. So well done, Spain. You've made a world where people can choose their gender, but they are not allowed to choose their orientation. The upside downing of sexuality is complete. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we continue to be impressed by the efforts at the Mattel Corporation to make all girls feel included in the Barbie universe. Well, all girls except for the plump, the unfashionable, and the homely ones, obviously. This week, Mattel unveiled their brand new doll with type 1 diabetes, or T1D Barbie. That's right. Now there's an unrealistically thin source of body dysmorphic disorder who comes with her own pink insulin pump mounted fashionably on her waist, a pink continuous glucose monitor on her arm, and even a convenient app on her pink smartphone that displays all her relevant health data while she prances around in her diabetes-themed blue-on-blue polka dots and powder-blue high-heeled boots. She even has diabetes snacks in her purse. And like with so many other recent additions to the completely lifelike and realistically shaped members of the Barbieverse, T1D Barbie joins the ranks of blind Barbie, hearing aid Barbie, and Down syndrome Barbie, allowing all girls everywhere to have a Barbie doll that looks just like them. If they look like an anorexic supermodel with ridiculous cleavage. And with this latest release, Mattel has opened up a whole new world of possibilities for inclusion of all sorts of medical issues. We can certainly imagine a future release of pneumonia Barbie, chickenpox Barbie, or, for the unvaccinated, measles Barbie. There should definitely be a pink eye Barbie, an ear infection Barbie, a whooping cough Barbie, an asthma Barbie, appropriately accoutered with matching pink inhaler. Eczema Barbie could come with scratch marks on her legs and prescription skin cream. Acne Barbie with pimples in all sorts of inconvenient places. And if you really want to work on inclusion, there should definitely be a head lice Barbie who comes with her own special shampoo and new towels. Since we already have blind Barbie, perhaps there could be nearsighted Barbie, cross-eyed Barbie, or even lazy eye Barbie, just so everyone feels represented. And since at a certain point it's obvious that Barbie and Ken are likely to engage in at least a little bit of occasional light petting, there should probably be a series of Barbies with VD. You know, HPV Barbie, since so many girls already have it these days. HIV-positive Barbie surely is coming soon, and even something we can all relate to afflicting the girl next door, the most popular one of all, gonorrhea Barbie. Perhaps complete with a pink syringe full of penicillin. In fact, I can see it now. Whenever a little girl either has a genetic disease or else contracts a contagious one, you go out and buy her the relevant Barbie as a kind of Barbie merit badge. Collect them all to show how many diseases you've had. And as your little girl grows, the diseases can develop with her. So well done, Mattel. Although we must say it's a little judgy of you to have type 1 diabetes Barbie and do nothing for type 2 diabetes girls. But maybe they don't feature a body shape which Barbie is quite ready to embrace just yet. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, a quadruple brushed brass hemp leaf with crimson and blue silk tassels for the occasionally embattled director of the new Superman movie, James Gunn. As you may remember, there's been some not minor controversy over the years about the jingoistic Americanism of Superman that goes all the way back to his original 1940s-era slogan, Truth, Justice, and the American Way. Ugh, so grossly patriotic. Different folks have tried different ways to soften that last bit, such as Truth, Justice, and All That Stuff in 2006's Superman Returns, or Truth, Justice, and A Better Tomorrow in the comic books starting in 2021, but today, Gunn is taking a different approach. As he recently told the Times of London, Superman is fully American, and that's because Superman's story is fundamentally an immigrant story about the value of human kindness, and if, quote, some jerks out there choose to be offended by that message, screw them. His words, not mine, but I concur in the sentiment. Just think about it. Superman isn't just an immigrant. He's the immigrant. Someone so foreign he actually came from another planet. And he's most definitely an illegal immigrant who came to Smallville, Kansas without any passport or visa. In fact, no documentation at all, other than some dangerous crystal that the Department of Agriculture most definitely did not allow. He wasn't processed by ICE, he most certainly does not have a green card, and yet, in typical illegal immigrant style, he takes on a fake name, Clark Kent, rather than Kal-El, his birth name, actually goes to college, probably stealing a Pell Grant from some deserving American, and then uses this fake identity to take a job from some unidentified journalism student who actually needed the meager paycheck of the Daily Planet, which Superman most obviously doesn't need for his subsistence. And now he hides from the authorities with a fake identity in some clever disguise? His parents literally put him in a spaceship and shot him across the galaxy like a child tossed across the Rio Grande in the hopes that someone here would shoulder the burden of raising him for them. He wasn't born here. His parents weren't born here. There's no way you can say he's actually even an American. If anything, Superman is the ultimate dreamer. He came here as a child. He has no home country to return to, Krypton being destroyed by its sun, and he probably doesn't even speak a language other than English with a Midwestern accent. So all this time, when conservatives were shouting about border control policies, they really should have been calling for the deportation of Superman, this supposed servant of mankind who just flies around bypassing all border control checkpoints and traipsing around in whatever country suits him that day. And any claims he might make of political asylum from his homeworld are conveniently impossible to verify because this whole blew up my planet backstory. If they were serious, Republicans would call for putting this interplanetary refugee in a kryptonite-lined hut in the alligator Alcatraz of Florida instead of celebrating him like we do. So good for you, James Gunn, for making us realize Superman is really the greatest of all the undocumented immigrants. Someone who works hard, pays taxes, makes America a better place, occasionally saves the world, and will never, ever receive any retirement benefits because he most certainly has a fake or stolen Social Security number. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.
I know we're a little late, but John Pickens has traffic on the whatever time it is.
No, it's not gonorrhea, Barbie.
Oh, well, thanks, I was thinking cross-eyed candy. Barbie. All right. Blues Traffic is brought to you by Fannie Lou's Ice Cream, feature flavor Blueberry Angel, Cervantes, and Scenic. Still seeing no accidents to report to you right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly, getting you over to Pensacola Beach. Still a few spots left. Gulf Breeze, 3 Mile Bridge are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I won't even make you talk, David. It wouldn't be kind. David's... I know when I'm getting cackles from everywhere in the office. Well, surely they're going to be a little light petting, don't you think?
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Protests broke out during deportation raids on two marijuana farms in California Thursday at a raid in Camarillo.
Tear gas and smoke bombs deployed after protesters pelted agents with rocks, and federal authorities are now on the lookout for a suspect who appeared to fire a gun at them.
Fox's Douglas Ader, President Donald Trump going to Texas today.
Survivors have been telling us stories about hearing screams from people floating down the river alongside cars, gas tanks, massive logs, and other houses. Some clung to trees for hours until the water went down or rescuers got to them. But now we have thousands of first responders on the ground using dog teams, helicopters, even two NASA aircrafts to aid in the search.
It's Fox Weather's Katie Byrne. At least 120 people were killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's looking like an absolutely gorgeous morning. We'll get our forecast in just a couple of minutes with Alan Strum and Channel 3. We'll also check in with John Pickens on our traffic on the fives in just a few minutes and see if there's still any parking spaces for you out at the beach. Our top story this hour, the sudden resignation of Pensacola's police chief, Eric Randall, yesterday. The community is asking why. After the news that Randall suddenly stepped down, it came with an announcement from the city about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. No reason was given.
Well, I think that he probably has some type of information that we don't have now, or something that he wants to say, or he might have to say that I just don't have the support of the department anymore. So that's why I'm stepping down.
That's Pastor Marcel Davis of the New Beginning Church. Randall served as police chief since 2021. He was hired by then-Mayor Grover Robinson, who called him an Escambia County success story when Channel 3 reached out. Over Randall's tenure, data does show that crime rates throughout the city limits of Pensacola decreased across the board. Captain Kristen Brown has now been appointed as the acting police chief. Well, hundreds of thousands of women across the state of Florida could be victims of sex trafficking. That, according to a new report that's out from the University of South Florida, who says it's becoming more common across the state. Local officials say they don't see it a lot, but they do know it's happening.
We have more familial sex trafficking, meaning their own parents do it to their kids, not because of drugs, but because of food, water, shelter.
That is Alicia Tappan, who runs Survivor-Led Solutions, an organization that helps incarcerated women who are victims of trafficking and are recovering from their own trauma. Well, we learned earlier this week about a shots fired incident at the Blue Wahoo Stadium parking lot. That involved a big fight. Several teenagers all started after a firecracker was thrown near a vehicle. Reports showed two people had made an agreement to put down their guns and duke it out with fisticuffs.
We were happy to see that pre-fight agreement. You don't get to see that often. But they did agree to not use weapons, and wish more people would do that more often, but that didn't last too long. So a weapon was introduced at some point, and shots were fired into the air. Fortunately, nobody was hit.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. He says that multiple arrests have now been made in this case, and there's still more possible. According to reports, after the fist fight, an 18-year-old suspect had taken a handgun from a victim's vehicle, ended up firing multiple shots with that gun. And again, nobody was hurt during that incident. Well, newly released court documents show the illegal gambling investigation involving Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez covers activity at several different casinos in that county. Lopez has pleaded not guilty on racketeering charges for allegedly collecting illegal payments while operating a now shuttered gaming room in Kissimmee. Investigators have also gathered records related to at least four other gaming rooms in Lake County. It is 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens. What are you seeing as for our traffic today?
Well, brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. 3 Mile Bridge through Gulf Breeze, even trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, is flowing smoothly. And there's just a couple of parking spots left at Pensacola Beach right now. So if you want to get there and get your parking spot by the beach, you need to move on quickly. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. I'm surprised the parking spaces have held out this long. It is 6:35 at News Radio. Let's get a check on our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Alan Strum.
For the dress rehearsal on Friday, there's a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but usually those thunderstorms are a little bit more likely across the inland areas and away from the coast where the Blue Angels will be flying. The weather will be on the warm side, though. High temperatures are going to be up around 90 degrees along the beaches. And as we head through the weekend, that rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your special Blue Angels weather forecast from the WEAR TV studios.
Thank you very much, Alan. And right now we've got 78 degrees in Pensacola. It is 79 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 77 in Milton. Your next news is at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump says the U.S. will implement a 35% tariff on imports from Canada starting August 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said on X that his government will continue to defend Canadian workers and businesses in their negotiations. Treasury yields moved higher this morning after President Trump slapped 35% tariffs on Canada, and investors digested a week of trade drama. The 10-year Treasury yield was up over 3 basis points to 4.383%, and the 30-year yield was up 4 basis points as well to 4.908%. Oil prices are moderately higher as investors digest President Trump's August 1st deadline for tariffs on more than 12 countries. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $67.01 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $69.03 per barrel. Futures are moderately lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 192. The NASDAQ up 19. The S&P 500 up 17. That's Your Money Now.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Cadillac Willie, and their influences include classic rock and jam bands like Widespread Panic, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Allman Brothers, and The Grateful Dead. Cadillac Willie also enjoys playing funky tunes by folks like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and the Funky Meters. It's Cadillac Willie, this week at Bands on the Beach.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot? And hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few if any fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough.
So yesterday we had a chance to go over to the base, Sherman Field on board NAS Pensacola, and talk with the Blue Angels. Brent Lane and I went, and we kind of, you know, divvied up Blue Angels between us and asked a question. They kind of do it gaggle style. So in this interview, you're going to hear a bunch of different voices. This was actually Brent's interview with, I know him too, but Blue Angel 5, that's the lead solo. Tom Zimmerman, Franz, is his call sign. And, you know, you're going to hear Brent's voice and then some other people's voices. And then eventually at the end, you're going to hear LS1, Brianna Barrientos, who is the maintainer that was also interviewed as part of this conversation.
All right, Franz, got to know.
Yeah.
The fast pass yesterday may be the lowest in recorded history. A surprise, or you were on point?
Well, we're on point. So as I think most of the Pensacola community knows, we spend a long time in El Centro practicing. And then the same thing when we go out there for circles, it's not just that flight. It actually starts about a week in advance, studying all the checkpoints, studying everything from what is the height of the pier to what are the tides, and all those things kind of play into it. So, you know, and then you see those photos, there's a lot of what we call parallax. So it's the angle at which you're looking at it, which is near and dear to the soul's hearts, because that's essentially our entire show. For the folks out there don't know, 5 is always trying to solve to make sure that we hit center point at the same time, be at the right altitude, and 6 is trying to solve for that altitude difference to make it look like we're actually co-altitude. So we're fans of parallax, and they make great photos.
Okay, it wasn't parallax. We saw a direct on shot. Deputy Frazier has it, and you're like what looks like 18 inches off the top of that
it's
pier.
Actually, it's much higher than 18 inches. It's just about 10 feet over top of the pier. And again, like I said, that pier is 31 feet high. We do the sneak pass at 50 feet. And then we actually, looking at the tides yesterday, it was a flood tide. The tide was coming in about 10:05 a.m. was the high tide region. So just kind of looking at all those numbers, we're able to utilize that with the systems in the cockpit. And then again, done a couple hundred of those this season so far. So,
well, that smile on your face says, you know, you nailed it. It was a great pass.
Yeah.
All right. This is the hometown show. You have the emerald water, the white sand. When you're in the cockpit and you're looking down over that hometown crowd, what do you see? What does it feel like? What are you experiencing?
Man, so this the hometown show again, especially my third and final year, spending the 7 year and being out on the beach, getting to hear the crowd and getting to interact and do all of that is special. What makes it extra cool is as we talk to our maintenance officer, as we clear the crowd line and she's giving the solos the grades, we can hear the screams and the shouts in the background, which is special. And then on top of that, I'll give you my favorite maneuver is the opposing horizontal rolls. So solos point each other, we'll do two rolls, and then we'll clear straight up and then pull inverted over top of the crowd. I always tell Buddy in the sixth jet, I'm like, hey, this is our one chance. While you're upside down, just hang there for a quick second, look down to the beach and just take it in, and just that one quick pause, and then we're right back into the show. So it's special, it's home for us, it's awesome.
Yeah, and this is your final year, so what's it been like to have Pensacola's home for 3 years, and what is this last year mean to you?
Yeah, so Pensacola's been home for 3 years. This is the longest I've ever been stationed anywhere. And then also, you know, starting flight school here, and I have my family here, and my kids are gonna grow up and they're gonna remember Pensacola kind of as their first home. So it makes it extra special. So this year when I finished my tour with the Blue Angels in November, I'm gonna move back to Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then as long as the command slate goes as it is, I'll eventually become the executive officer of VFA 31 in Oceana.
On the show day, if one of y'all are sick, is there a backup, or what do you guys do with if someone get the flu or something like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this entire team, there are no backups from every position that we have. If boss is sick, we're not going flying. If 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, any one of us, everyone is critical to this flight demonstration. So no backups. There's a couple key positions that we can't perform without, and that one of those being boss.
Can you describe the difference between a low deck and a high deck show?
Okay, yeah, so at the Blue Angels, we actually have four different shows. We've got a high show, low show, flat roll, and a flat show. Yeah, so between all those shows, we can look out here, it's a beautiful day, right? But there are some clouds. Just looking at these clouds, I'm guessing they're probably right around 5,000 feet, which would be the delineation between a high show and a low show for us. In a low show, that's where we can get things like the Delta roll, the diamond dirty roll, and some of those maneuvers where we get a little bit vertical. But it only takes one of these clouds to just kind of sit right over center point to adjust the show.
What do you prefer?
Ooh. For the solos, a high show, if we go to a low show or anything else, we only miss out on one maneuver from the solo portion. We'll miss out on the opposing vertical pitch. which is always a fun maneuver. I prefer high show, but there is something that's always fun about a flat show. So if the clouds are down at 1,000 feet, the solos, we are now below 1,000 feet the entire time, raging around. So there is something that's fun about that.
This is a hometown show for you. Tell me what, from your perspective, it's like to perform for your family and friends right here in town.
Yeah, so family and friends, I'll tell you, actually, when we start up these airplanes and that canopy closes, there could be 100,000 people there or there could be 10 people there. And then you just kind of got to get in the zone. And it is just pure business and flying because the precision at which we have to execute doesn't allow your mind to really wander. And that's when I told Six, I was like, hey, and the opposing horizontal rolls, this is the one split second where you get a chance to just kind of think about it. And then we got to compartmentalize, tuck that away, and then get right back into the next maneuver, which is actually the sneak pass.
You're listening to an interview that Brent Lane, my good friend and the host of the Cat Pack Morning Show on our sister station, 98.7, Cat Country 98.7, and some other folks did yesterday at the base. That's Blue Angel 5, the lead solo, call sign Franz, Tom Zimmerman, Commander Tom Zimmerman. We'll finish this up in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on the 3 Mile Bridge going through Gulf Breeze or trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, no delays there right now. So enjoy that for the time being. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the interview with Franz yesterday at NAS Pensacola.
You're over halfway through the season, and this is, you know, your last several shows. What are you savoring the most?
Yeah, so the Blue Angels, I think the thing that's most special is the people. We got friends like Bree. That is the part that I'm going to miss the most. The airplanes, the flying, all that is very special and very cool. But these relationships, the friendships, the people, a high-performing organization to be around this, that's going to be the part that I'm going to miss the most. So every day just trying to soak it in a little bit, try to go visit a couple shops and say hi to everyone. At the same time, you know, when we're on the road, break bread together and do those kinds of things.
Bree, I got a question for you. So you're standing here today, and these guys will obviously give the ground crew an amazing amount of credit for all the things that happen here. Tell me about your job and why this is something you are proud to be part of the Blue Angels.
I am a logistics specialist for the Blue Angels, so I'm in charge of making sure that we get all the parts that they need, all the uniforms they need to make sure our mission keeps on going every single day. I'm really honored to be here. It's probably one of the best tours I could ever do, and I'm very thankful to have this experience and opportunity to be here every day.
How many years for you?
This is my first year on the team, so I still have 2 more years to go.
When you look at the opportunity that you are being given here on the Blue Angels, where does that take you in your career in the Navy?
That's a good question. Within the Navy, I would hope to one day become an officer as well. I'm looking more into becoming a JAG, so having this under my belt hopefully can help me have more experience within the public as well as just growing as a person to reach that goal one day.
Bree is very humble. She's not telling you how awesome she really is and her leadership ability and how incredible it has been for this team. And that's kind of one of the things we have painted on the doors in there. Got removed recently, but it says you can't fly without supply. And Bree's a critical part of that and the backbone between the supply department and getting us the things that we need to be able to execute the flight demonstration. And as you guys know, everyone sees the pretty blue and gold jets, but we don't always get to see the true hard work that goes behind everything. And Bree is no exception to that.
That.
No, that's absolutely true. And that's one of the things that, you know, as long as I've been doing these interviews now for 11 years, and again, that was Tom Zimmerman, Blue Angel 5, Commander Tom Zimmerman, call sign Franz, and Brianna Barrientos, she's LS1, that they really go out of their way to feature the maintainers and talk about the value of the maintainers because they know that their literal lives depend on their maintainers doing everything that they do so well. I love that bit in the beginning. You saw the picture of how close he was to the pier, passing over the pier with the sneak pass on Thursday. And Brent had asked him about that. 10 feet? An F-18 is like 18 feet to 16 feet
16
tall, something
feet.
Like that?
Yeah.
So he was separated from the pier by less than the width of the plane?
Just think about it. You're 6 foot. Well, we'll pretend.
Yeah.
And four feet above you, that's 10 feet.
So,
wow.
You followed him on a 6 in the dive, and you were 6 feet separation from him. How'd you get that photo? We were inverted. I mean, like, that's a great shot, man. I mean, that's 10 feet from the pier is not a big margin. So, man, that is pretty amazing. Oh, we also got a chance to talk to Rachel Watts, who is the Pensacola Beach Elementary School principal, and she was the key influencer. They do a media ride. That was Sean Mullins from Pensacola Vibes, and then they did, you know, Rachel Watts got a chance. So I love listening to the just ordinary civilians, often teachers, who do the key influencers because they just have such a great experience.
Just on the flight.
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I'm trying to get my my ground legs
bearings
back on again. Yes. I'm feeling amazing right now. It went good. Absolutely beautiful up there. It's the most exciting experience I've ever been through in my entire life. And I appreciate the Blue Angels and the Blue Angels team so much for choosing me to do this today.
Now throw me some stats. How fast did you go? How many G's?
I only got up to 4 G's. I couldn't handle much more than that. I didn't realize what a toll it took on my body. But it was just so exciting. I love seeing the beach from that point of view and the ocean. It was just really nice. And I'd like to give a shout out to my students at Pensacola Beach Elementary School. We got to fly by and see them today, and they had a big sign for me and they were cheering me on. So it was great to see them.
Now, what was it like when whoever came up and told you, you're going to do this?
It was unbelievable. I happened to be with my father, who is a pilot. I wish he was here today with me today, but he wasn't able to make it. But I told him, and he said, I'll fly you if somebody could start playing for me. But it was just, it was amazing. It didn't feel real until I actually sat in the cockpit today.
Were you nervous at all going in?
Oh, yes. I was very nervous.
And did he make you feel comfortable?
Oh, everybody made me feel so comfortable. We had a nice training on the inside before we came in. And then once I got all buckled up, I had another training.
So tell me what it was like when, if you're going to take this back to your students, what are you telling your students?
It was the most incredible experience of my life. It was it was more than I ever expected. I didn't realize what a toll it would take on my body. But the best part for my students was seeing them on the beach. They were standing on the beach waiting for me. So kudos to all the boys and girls that went out there today to cheer me on.
You want to give them a shout out?
Yes, I'd love to give a shout out to all of the students at Pensacola Beach Elementary School. Thank you for being there for me today.
What was the hardest maneuver you think you did today?
The higher the G's, the harder it was on me.
Did you pass out?
I did not pass out, but I did get sick.
How many times?
Twice.
Okay, look at you.
That's what you always got to say. You always got to give that information. So I appreciate my good friend Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, sharing his interview with me so you could hear it. Of course, I shared mine with him. We'll be playing that next hour. I did the interview with number two, Commander Jack Keelty, call sign Uncle Rico.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and we talked about that with him. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, hey, if you have pests of any kind, you know, you got to deal with the mosquitoes or termites or cockroaches or, you know, whatever, it's snakes. I don't know. It could be anything. That if you deal with pests, NSET can deal with your pests and take care of them. Thoroughly inspect the problem, any common household pest, even uncommon ones. They deal with it, provide you a free estimate treatment plan. They'll come, they'll take photos. You tell them that you want it done. It's no cost to have them tell you the cost. Okay, and then if you say yes, they'll give you before, after treatment, how it worked, follow-ups, all of that kind of stuff, just to make sure that you aren't bothered by any of these things that are currently bothering you. They also have, of course, all kinds of, you know, landscaping and treatment for your lawn. They can do that as well. It kind of makes sense because if you're going to do the pests come from the lawn, why not do the lawn at the same time and vice versa. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. See NSEC for details. Sign up today or find out more. Schedule an appointment at NSEC, ENSEC.net. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Tomorrow, of course, today, I cannot believe the parking lot is not full yet. John, I mean, it was full by like 5:30 last, 6 o'clock by latest last year, right?
Right.
I cannot believe that.
And there's like maybe one or two spots left.
You know what it is?
What?
It's capitalism. It's a market.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the theory of capitalism is that people adjust to market constraints. And if something is priced real high or inconvenient, then people will go elsewhere. And last year people learned, well, this isn't cool. And so they either went yesterday or they're going tomorrow or they're not going, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe the case. And so people have adjusted. I remember there was a 1 year when I went, I think I told the story yesterday, but I went to drive down 1 year and I discovered that at like, it was crazy. It was like at 11, you could just drive right onto the beach.
Really?
It was wide open because everybody had learned to go so much earlier.
Gotcha.
So I tried to do that the next year. Did not work.
No.
Because other people learn the same thing and we all try to take advantage of the information and then, you know. Downside of capitalism is that open information means anybody can act on it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just figure it's people have decided to go on a boat or decided not to go or decided to go very early. Or,
you know, use whatever. Their telescope.
Yeah, or use their monocle.
That's right.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Looking at Three Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze, and getting onto Pensacola Beach. Still, no delays. No delays at all. So if you're making your way down there. Now, there's only a couple of parking spots left on Pensacola Beach, but so just be prepared for that. They haven't closed it yet, but we're starting to see it fill up rather quickly. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
This is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
So the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce just posted, and I had not seen it, and our good friends at our sister station, CAC 987, shared it, that the Casino Beach lot is full as of 6:45, which is still late, really late for a Friday. But,
yes, it is.
But okay. I mean, great. Now you know, and you would have assumed that anyway. So if you were counting on parking at the Casino Beach at 7 o'clock, lived here for a month, is it? What that is. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a quick headline for us. David?
Sure. Good morning. Tesla's expanding its robo-taxi service in Texas. Elon Musk says the company's awaiting regulatory approval for a launch in a month or two. They're also integrating Grok into their vehicles as they're rolling out a new iteration of the AI chatbot.
You know, as much as I hate AI in general, I mean, sometimes it's got really great uses. I really love the name Grok. You know where that comes from? Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. It means to understand, like, I grok you, I get you, is the word that comes from.
News every hour.